With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A day after the return of hostages to Israel and the signing of that Gaza peace agreement, the ceasefire appears to be holding mostly, but complex issues remain, including the governance and rebuilding of war-damaged Gaza. Despite the challenges that lie ahead, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel's victory over Hamas is remarkable.
And this war, perhaps even more than 1967 or any other event in modern Middle Eastern history, has been transformative and promises to truly transform the Middle East.
Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Los Angeles area bracing for possible mudslides as a rare October storm brings heavy rain and high winds. Some residents have already been ordered to evacuate. Today is the deadline for journalists at the Pentagon to accept strict new guidelines to accept or else they can't cover the beat.
At issue is whether to sign a statement acknowledging new restrictions on their jobs or risk being thrown out of the Pentagon. New policy was issued 2 weeks ago that imposes strict limits on where reporters can be without an official escort and includes a restriction that journalists not report on any news, even if unclassified, without official approval. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The New York Times, AP, and Newsmax are among news outlets who say they won't sign the new Pentagon rules. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Justices left in place the $1.4 billion judgment against him over his description of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting as a hoax that he says was staged by crisis actors. Wall Street, the NASDAQ off by more than 200. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
Government officials have agreed not to enforce a part of a new law that would have required Catholic and Orthodox priests to report things they hear in the confessional in violation of their beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom and the Beckett Fund, which went to court on the priest's behalf, say the law is now permanently enjoined. ADF attorney John Birch says, quote, "The First Amendment guarantees that governments cannot single out religious believers for worse treatment." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are unhappy that the global community is accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says, as the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans, especially those from minority faiths, face an uncertain and perilous future. The Taliban regime is making open war on the country's tiny Christian community. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
New tariffs on imported kitchen cabinets, bathroom vanities, and unupholstered furniture in the U.S. have taken effect as of today. The White House says the aim is to boost domestic production and to protect American companies. A Harvard University forecast expects home remodeling activity to remain slow but steady through the middle of next year. Rhetoric is heating up again between the U.S. and China over trade and tariffs. It began with Beijing imposing strict curbs on the export of rare earth materials, met with a firm response by President Trump. He threatens 100% tariffs on Chinese imports. And Mr. Trump is suggesting that a planned meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping may not take place after all. All of this is making financial markets nervous with extreme volatility on Wall Street and overseas. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.